Certainly we'll have thoughts around what the Finance Minister Tito Mboweni said this afternoon when he delivered the medium-term budget speech. Most were expecting it to be a grim picture. Louis Buerta from CDH, Senior Associate for Tax and Exchange Control Practice. It certainly was a bit of a grim picture. Louis, good evening.
Good evening, Benito. Yes, I think, you know, if you listen to the speech as a whole, and I think that what the minister tried to do is he did try to infuse it with some positivity. You know, he liked his Alo Ferox message once on, and he again tried to say, well, you know, our economy, like Alo Ferox, is resistant and so on, and it will recover. So I think he did try to, despite some of the negative aspects, you know, things that can't be known, I think he did try to infuse it with some positivity, and at least things do not look worse or much worse really compared to when the adjustment budget was given back in June.
Yeah, and also making a particular shift, because I thought it was quite significant in terms of the priority from consumption spending towards projects that spur growth. I suppose the context that we find ourselves in demands that approach as well, Levy.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. So I think, you know, these are things that many commentators and people in the private sector and various sectors have you know, impressed upon government for a while. And so it's positive to hear that there's this focus on the shift. And now, you know, like as always, you know, the plan is, I suppose, only as good as its implementation. So hopefully the implementation will bear the necessary fruit.
And tax revenues declining by 312.8 billion this year. I think it was widely expected that there will be a decline in tax revenue. Does that mean that there's potentially an increase in personal taxes come 2021?
Yeah, I think, at this stage, it's not clear exactly which taxes will be increased, but it's likely that something is going to be increased, you know, so it could be in the form of individual income tax. You know, the one thing we might see is that, you know, just to give, if we look at, for example, the 2020 budget, for the first time in a couple of years, the government had adjusted the brackets, income tax brackets, so that basically the Africans didn't get poorer in real terms, you know, if you adjust the you know, whereas in previous years they didn't make that adjustment, for example. So we might go back to a period where this bracket creep occurs, where your salary stays the same or increases, but your tax on your salary increases even more. So that's something that might happen, and we might see something. We have to see with corporate income tax rates and so on. Some of it might also depend on, you know, the collection of additional taxes. You know, we've got the carbon tax that people are now paying, companies are now paying for the first time. So, yeah, it's uncertain at this stage, but all will be revealed in February 2021, I suppose.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be revealed at the budget speech. Debt to GDP, that's increasing quite a bit. What is it, evening out at about 95% by 2025, according to the minister?
Yeah, I think. From the NTBPS, it appears that whereas previously they were looking at consolidating over 3 years, it's now over 5 years, and then hopefully a surplus after the 5 year period. So again, it'll be a case of the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Can they implement the proposal so that it doesn't get out of control?
In terms of implementing, because effectively there's also going to be a freeze on public sector waging, some commentators in reaction to what the minister said felt that more could have been done in that area or expected more to be done in that area, particularly around cabinet, for example. Louis, just your thoughts on that, and what do you think the role of the unions will be going forward?
Well, I mean... You know, the government always considers union input. If you take one thing, maybe just on a positive note, for example, there was one positive aspect was that it was agreed at NEDLAC regarding the annuitization for employees' pension funds that will now be implemented from next year. And that was quite a fractious issue over the years with the union. So, you know, that's something at least where they haven't been able to find agreement. So, you know, in terms of the, you know, the wage bill, you know, ultimately there's an agreement in place, and they have to find, you know, a way forward in that respect. It's a complex issue, and so on. You know, one just hopes that they are able to resolve it. Yeah, that they can meet with each other halfway, and that they are able to resolve it in such a way that they can effect and implement the proposals mentioned today.
Treasury expects the economy to contract by 7.8% this year, bouncing back quite bullishly, according to the minister, to around 3.3%. You feel that that's likely?
Well, I mean, you know, if we look at it from a simple, you know, math perspective, if the economy contracts by 7.8%, you know, the base from which one can grow is lower. So I think if you read it with the increase with the growth figures for 22 and 23, which I think are in the region of 1.3 and 1.5%,
yes.
it seems realistic, and hopefully that can become a reality.
Mm. Many, of course, have reacted to SAA getting the bailouts. What are your thoughts on it? Should it have been left to close?
It's very, very difficult to say. Obviously, there would have been discussions, you know, behind closed doors, you know, which we would not have been aware of, and so on.
Sure.
One just hopes that the sacrifices that have been made, you know, yield dividends and so on, and that the plans, I suppose, you know, come to fruition. It's a complex issue, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certainly not a straightforward one. And then lastly, Louis, the economic recovery plan, which the president had spoken about a couple of weeks ago, does this medium-term budget speech give us an idea of the support around it and the various reforms required to make this plan a reality?
Well, it goes partially towards it. I mean, obviously, the president's economic recovery plan was a bit more comprehensive than the budget. The budget speech, in and of itself, you know, just deals with where funds potentially will be allocated in the short term. So it does. There is obviously the connection between the two. One obvious place is in the case of you know, trade and tourism, for example. You know, where the aim is to boost the tourism sector, which has obviously been affected severely by due to the lockdown and COVID-19. But you know, in the bigger scheme of things, this is a medium-term budget, and so the more comprehensive budget in 2021, I think, will shed more light on exactly where things are going and exactly whether, to what end, the economic recovery plan will be implemented and funds be made available to advance its aims.
Mm, and it's not all as grim as you pointed out, because there, for example, the social spend seems to be good. Yes, we would obviously want more of it, but you think it will go a long way, because there's this undercurrent discussion over a basic income grant, and with this extension of social relief, do you think that could pave the way for that possibly becoming an item in February?
Yeah, I mean, you know, grants are always an issue, are always something that comes up in the main budget review at the beginning of the year. So whether the basic income grant is something that becomes a reality, I think only time will tell. But you know, it's understandable why funds were allocated in the way that they were. But, you know, hopefully, I think, you know, if you want to look at the recovery plan, also it's aimed at, you know, addressing, you know, unemployment. So I suppose one thing that one would want to look at is, you know, to create jobs and through the job creation process, hopefully one can also the grant can be given where it is needed, and really help those who really need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Louis Botha, Senior Associate for the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. We leave it there for now. Louis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Benita. Thank you for having me on the show. Smart.